Why does your baby cry, and what does it mean?
Knowing what she needs and what you should do when your baby cries is the most common problem you will have after your baby arrives. In a survey of adults, the sound of a crying baby was voted as the most attention-getting and unpleasant sound to hear. But is it really that bad? Just to refresh your memory of what a crying baby sounds like, I'm going to let you hear a sample. How long would you have to hear this baby cry before you'd want to turn down the volume or fast forward this CD?
How did hearing that baby cry for just a few seconds make you feel? How do you think you might feel when your baby cries nonstop for 30 minutes or more? And what if the constant crying is always at bedtime or two or three times in the middle of the night? When a group of mothers were asked to describe their feelings when they were unable to quiet their crying babies, they confessed a range of emotions, including exasperation, lack of confidence, fear, anxiety, confusion, anger, and resentment. Some even admitted feeling extremely hostile towards their infants. New babies are needy and helpless.
They can't do anything for themselves, and they have to depend on you for everything to survive. Crying usually means, "Help me." Crying is the main way she has to let you know when she feels bad. And crying is the main way she has to let you know when she wants you to do something to make her feel better. What are babies trying to tell us when they cry? They're usually crying because their body's telling them to express the uncomfortable feelings they're having, like, "I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I have a dirty diaper. I'm too cold. I'm too hot. I'm afraid. I'm sick. I'm in pain. I want to be held. I'm sleepy. I'm overexcited. I'm lonely. I want to be rocked." It won't take long for you to learn why your baby is crying. He'll use different kinds of crying to mean different things. And you'll learn by the sound of his cry what he wants or needs.
Your baby won't understand what you're saying or what your words mean for several months. So don't expect him to be obedient or know the difference between right and wrong. But don't get frustrated.
Your baby does want to please you. He'll repeat good behavior and learn to be obedient when you show him a smile, affection, approval when he does things right. Try to use the word yes as much as you use the word no. Remember, little babies don't think like adults. Your baby's smart, but not smart enough and not old enough to try to control you or annoy you by crying. Babies don't have the same motives we adults do. For example, some of the things your baby is not thinking when he cries is, "I don't want you talking on the phone. My plan is to cry when you're just about asleep. I'm crying in the shopping center to embarrass you and ruin your shopping.
I'm trying to manipulate and control you to get my way."
When he's a toddler, he will try to use crying to get some of the things he wants that you don't want him to have. But during that first year, that's not the case. Unless your baby's sick, in pain, or has a medical problem, he'll usually be crying for you to hold him or to help him with some basic need. Babies often feel insecure or frightened. Picking him up and holding him close to you usually stops the crying.